Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all counts. Check them.
The rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crisp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh. The quality pipe tobacco of America.
Today we have two great tasks before us, to build a peaceful world and press forward on the home front to high production and prosperity. Let's not allow racial or religious prejudice to hamper our post-war efforts. Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening during the week. Listen to People Are Funny with Art Linkletter next Friday night, and join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Red Skelton is brought to you by the makers of Raleigh Cigarettes.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's Moisturize, the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste in the new, different Moisturized Raleigh 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new Moisturized Raleigh 903. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of our Raleigh cigarette program, Red Skelton.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here we are again, Rod.
Yeah, Red, here we are.
Yeah, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. You know, really and truly, when you take in consideration for what we say and what they pay us, this is really remarkable. Well, back to the funny stuff.
Let's change the subject, man. Huh? Let's change the subject.
Better still, let's change writers. We may say something will hurt the dignity of NBC.
You know? Did you hear what they did to Fred Allen Sunday?
Join the parade of stars, I see.
Say, you got a nice sunburn on your face, Red.
Oh, I'm blushing because they just cut me off. I spend the day down at the California Cabana Club.
Does the club have a nice beach?
No, but they got a nice sun lamp down there.
You mean to tell me that in this nice warm weather you get your tan inside?
Here it comes. No, I don't get my tan inside. Couldn't swallow the sun lamp.
Well, who else goes down to that Cabana Club, Red?
Well, there's a lot of us. There's Fred Allen, if you'll pardon the expression. Johnny Weissmiller, for one. He taught me to swim without using my legs or arms, just my head.
Well, that's impossible. How on earth can you swim with just your head?
Oh, just keep it above water and yell help.
You know, Weissmiller's supposed to be one of the fastest swimmers in the world.
Yeah, I raced him the length of the pool, you know, and, yeah, nearly beat him.
Oh, go on. How much of a head start did he give you?
I gave him a head start. I let him take five strokes before I ever started. I'd have won, too, if I hadn't tripped over that chair and fell in the pool.
What a swimmer you must be.
Yeah, you should have seen the jackknife I did into the kiddies' pool.
Well, it's impossible. The kiddies' pool's only a foot deep.
Yeah, it was a jackknife, though. It must have been. Took him a half hour to unfold me when he did it.
Say, have you noticed the new bathing suits?
Barely. See, you know, the suits get smaller and smaller every year. Today, when a girl goes to the beach, she packs her suit neatly into a Dixie cup. No kidding. One girl came out on the beach, and she went back into the locker five times to make sure she had the suit on. But you know, this sunshine out here is really good, you know?
Oh, boy. I wish I could bottle this glorious sunshine and ship it east. I hear it's pretty cold back there.
You got a couple of sensors I'd like to send back to. I tried bottling California sunshine once.
You did?
Yeah.
What happened?
The smog kept coming to the top.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste, and the new, all-new Rowley 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to smoke milder. It's moisturized to taste better. Yes, this new modern Rowley 903 brings you new freshness, new taste. It tastes far better than any cigarette ever made before because it's moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. The greatest advance in cigarette making in 25 years. Because of this new moisturized freshness and new taste, you get new smoking enjoyment of the new, all-new Rowley 903.
And remember this about the new moisturized Rowley 903. Medical science offers proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smokers, follow the lead of Dixie Walker prior to the Brooklyn Dodgers. Smoke the new moisturized Rowley 903. It's so much fresher, richer, better tasting. A new blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Rowley 903 is new. All new. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer, to taste better.
Anita Ellis sings, "It's Lovin' Time."
It's loving time. I've turned the lights low. There's heavenly music on the radio. And Bill, my darling brother, is safely in bed. My mother and dad are at the movies. They were young ones too. It's all so wonderful, yet I'm so loving time, baby.
The Skelton Scrapbook of Satire.
You can imagine what the housing problem must be for that guy, huh?
Page one is entitled The Friendly Farmer.
I just ain't in tune tonight. I feel kind of lonely, you know. I wish I hadn't already done my crossword puzzle. I work them things just like a whiz cracker I do, boy. Just fast like that. Only takes me a second to fill in them little blocks with my crayons, you know. Old Sarah Dew's home. I want somebody to talk to. Talk to myself, but I hate those stupid answers I get. Well, look at the little puppy dog. He looks half starved and half Airedale. What are you looking so sad about? You look like you lost your brother. But you don't have to look at me like you found him. Ain't that cute? Look the way he's chewing on my shoe there. Come to think of it, I ain't wearing any. Get away, will you? Well, there's Sarah Dew's house. Ooh, look at that car parked in the driveway. Boy, ain't that something. I wonder what kind it is. Town and country. Say, ain't that pretty? Why don't they take it out of the crate? Well, I think I'll tiptoe over and see who the visitor is. I think that blacksmith gave me a bum deal on them shoes he's on. Well, howdy doody to you, Sarah Dew. Here, I'll bring you a present, dream girl.
Oh, Clem, a surprise?
No, I know what it is. It's perfume.
Well, is it imported perfume, Clem?
Yeah, I ran off a batch while I was overseas with a chemical warfare unit.
Good heavens, Clem, there's smoke coming out of that bottle.
Yeah, and look at the flies dropping.
Sure you know how to make perfume, Clem?
Well, certainly. That used to be my old trick and trade, you know. You, take a little purr and add some fume to it. That's it.
Well, then, what kind of a dog is that, Clem?
I think he's a thoroughbred mongrel.
Well, he looks like a cocker spaniel.
Well, so do I, but I ain't.
Clem, you're a moron.
And that ain't bad for a guy who was born an idiot. Coming up in the world. You just keep your eye on me, boy.
Clem, I can't stand here forever. Sure. Now, leave the dog outside and come on in, because we got company.
Company? Mm-hmm. Female company, I hope.
No, Clem, it's a man who had some trouble with his car.
Oh.
And Paul said we should put him up for the night. If you'll sleep here, too, of course, then we wouldn't have to be afraid of him stealing anything.
Oh? What sort of feller is he?
Well, he said I was the most beautiful girl in the world.
Nuts, huh?
For goodness sake, straighten your tie.
Well, if I do, I'll wrinkle my sweatshirt, you know.
Come on inside and meet the stranger.
Well, you know how jealous I am when there's other men around. Howdy doody.
Hello?
You trying to start a fight or something?
Now, Clem, this is Mr. McGeehan.
Yeah? What do you do for a living?
I'm a traveling salesman.
It's a good idea. Start traveling.
That.
You're not very pleasant. What do you do, Doc?
Doc? Well, I drove a taxi cab once.
Do you ever have any trouble with any of your passengers?
Quite a bit. Some of them don't want to go where I want to take them.
You're supposed to go where the passengers tell you to.
That's one place I'm staying away from.
How long have you been driving a cab?
Well, let's see. This is my third... No, my fourth cab. I've been driving 2 weeks now.
Clem, you know, you're awful reckless.
I am not. I couldn't help those accidents. Why, I thought I was following the line down the middle of the road, and it turned out to be a crack in my windshield. Well, where are you from?
Hollywood.
Hollywood? Where's that?
Near Los Angeles.
Los Angeles? Well, what part of the country that in?
A few miles from Glendale.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place?
Well, it's late. I guess I'll retire.
Well, I'd like to retire, too, only I ain't rich enough. That's too fast for me. Didn't get it.
That'll be enough, Clem, now. Well, I hope you'll be comfortable. There's a nice new mattress on the bed.
Mattress? What's that?
Well, that's what you put on top of the springs.
Well, land sakes, how long's this been going on?
Only an idiot would sleep without a mattress.
Well, I haven't been doing anything wrong, have I?
Oh, brother. Say, where do you sleep, Clem?
Well, we're so crowded you'll have to sleep together.
Yeah.
I'll see you in the morning, boys. Good night, Clem.
Sheridan, I find it hard tearing myself away from you.
Why, Clem?
You're standing on my foot.
Good night.
Good night, good night.
He sure is nice.
Yes, well, we better get ready for bed. I'm so tired, I don't think I'll even bother to put my ears up in curlers tonight. You take the clothes, guards. I'll hang my clothes on the hook here.
Do you always hang your clothes up that way?
Well, sure, don't you?
Yes, but I get out of them before I hang them up.
You sure go in for details, don't you, huh?
You know, it's a bit chilly. I think I'll have a nightcap. Careful, little swallow. It'll pick you up.
Pick me up, huh? Well, here's mud in your eye. Well, how long do I lay here before it picks me up? Oh, it kicks like a mule, don't it, huh?
Yeah? Clem, yeah? You want some pajamas?
No, thanks, lover girl. I'm not hungry.
Well, I'm getting sleepy.
Yep.
Good night, pleasant dreams.
And Jane Russell to you, too. I was going to say Peggy Cummins, but I couldn't get a clearance.
Good night. Yeah, I hope I can get some rest. Are you asleep already? Hey, you're snoring.
Mm-hmm.
You're snoring.
I didn't hear nothing.
Oh, goodness. Are we going to have to put up with that all night?
Yeah,
Clem, is there any way of stopping that cat out there on the fence?
Yeah, I'll stop him. Here's his shoe. I'll throw it at him.
What happened, Clem?
Oh, I forgot to take my shoe off before it did.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste in the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to smoke milder. It's moisturized to taste better. Yes, this new modern moisturized Rolly 903 brings you new freshness, new taste. It tastes far better than any cigarette ever made before. It's new. All new. New blend. New freshness. New taste.
And remember this about the new moisturized Rolly 903. Medical science offers proof positive. Tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors based on a method used by the United States government prove that no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smoke the new, all-new Rolly 903. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer, to taste better.
And now, neighbors, Zeke Forrester and his Iowa Serenaders are going to play a Roy Rogers favorite entitled The Chicken Reel.
I hope Bob Burns is.
Thank you.
circle of south, the little moon shine in your mouth. Loosen your holds, grand trail back, lady in the lead. Meet your partner, tap her on the head. She don't eat biscuits, feed her cornbread. Wave your heels and pat your toes. Grab your partner and waltz the floor. Head to the corner.
Morgan Show? Page 3, Home from the Circus.
Boy, I did have fun today, boy.
Hello, Mr. Fowler. It was nice of you to take us to the circus and bring us home in a nice cab like
this.
Yes,
Mr. Fowler, and that was mighty neighborly of you, that was. And thanks for all the peanuts and that pink lemonade. Hey, how do you make pink lemonade? With bloodshot lemons or something, huh?
Well, it was a pleasure, Alney. Hope you had fun.
Yeah, oh, we did, boy. We did. That was fun.
Say, what did you enjoy most at the circus, little boy?
Well, I like best of all that big rubber cow with the two tails, you know.
Oh, them was elephants. One was his trunk.
Trunk? Well, he should open it up and put on a clean shirt. He was the dirtiest thing I ever seen. He was really a mess, that thing was.
Well, here we are,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, here we are. Oh, wait, I tell Mr. Frankfurt.
That'll be 75 cents, please.
Yeah, you want to pay him?
Well, here you are, and a tip, my good man.
Thank you, sir. Say, that nickel show don't take the sunlight. Look at that buffalo blink his eyes.
Well, don't stand there. Say thanks to this 40, you know.
Thank
you, sir. Junior! Again, thank you for a wonderful day.
Yeah,
oh, there was nothing. I'm sorry. Our seats weren't so good.
Yeah, that old bald-headed man in front of me kept saying, pipe down, kid. Every time I applaud, he said, pipe down, will you?
Well, what did you do?
I said, oh, shut up, boy. And he said, he got mad, and he said, look, Stakeholm. He was referring to me, red hair, of course. He says, look, Stakeholm. I have you know one thing. I may be bald-headed, but I tell you this, that grass don't grow in a busy street. And I says to him, well, and it don't come up through cement either.
How can you be so insulting?
I took lessons from James Mason.
Let's go in the house, Junior.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's Mr. Frank. I got to tell you about it.
Oh, yeah.
Hiya, Mr. Frank. We went out to the circus.
No, what'd you see?
Oh, we seen everything. We saw the rhinos, the horse, and we saw the hip on top of the omnibus. And you had a great big dog out there. He had a bushy head, and the hair was shaved all off his belly, and you had the paintbrush on the end of his tail.
Wyatt.
No, I seen him. He was a very... Great big bushy-headed dog, and he had the hair tater and the paintbrush on in his tail.
Lion.
I'm not lying, I said. He was there in a cage, and, ooh, he had big teeth and a bushy head, the hair tater, the paintbrush.
I know, lion.
You asked for it.
Oh, Junior, what did you do?
I bit him.
Junior, I'm mad at you.
You're mad? I should be mad. Look, you got two of me teeth sticking in your hand. He called me a liar.
Now you're going to get it.
Oh, you hit me. You broke me right. You broke me right.
Broke your little what?
Oh, no, and then you slapped me for telling you. Now, I'm going to fix you, Grandma. I'm going to get these energy glass. I'm going to tell everybody that you sold peanuts at the Harper's Ferry.
Now, Junior, you know that's not true.
Oh, no? Hey, cutie, give me a bag of those Confederate goobers.
Nothing doing. You're wearing a union suit.
Verna, I guess it was really my fault, really, for...
for not explaining when I said lion. See, I only meant that that was the name of the animal.
How did you know?
I was at the circus.
I didn't see you. What cage was you in?
Junior! Why don't you live a model life?
Because there's too many people living a model life now, just posing. Nothing else, just posing.
Well, I can promise you one thing. You'll never go to the circus again.
Oh, yes, I will, boy. Someday I will run away. I'm going to work with a circus someday. I'm going to be an animal trainer. I will walk in the cage and I'll take a great big ferocious lion. And ferocious lion, and I will stick me head right in his mouth.
Oh, dear, no. Hmm? He might bite your skull and break all his teeth.
Yes. No, he won't, because he will be afraid of me, because I will be the master. And I will walk up to him, and then he will leap on me, and he will chew me to bits, and he will grab me by the back of the neck and shake me like I was a little rag doll. And he... I better change the subject.
Why?
I was just on the verge of scaring myself.
Well, Junior, do you want to come in the house or stay outdoors and play?
No, I'm going to stay out here and play, boy.
Oh, dear.
Oh, she's going out all alone. I wish I was a lion tamer. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to sneak over to Mr. Thorpe's barn, and I'm going to steal those little box of kittens that he's got over there and play lion tamer with the kittens. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get the kittens. Oh, there they are. Uh-oh. There's that big cat. Now, big cat, you go away now. I'm not going to hurt you, little babies. Here, now, you get out of the box. Come on. Now, now, here, now, I'm going to help you now. Oh, look at me arm. I look like I was vaccinated with a rake. I grab him by his arms, and then he kind of...
Ow! Yeah, yeah, let go of my nose! Let go of my nose!
Yeah, boy, I'll never do that again, boy. I wish that widow Dickie Owens or some of them juvenile jury kids was here. They'd tell me how to handle this cat, boy. I know what's wrong. I don't have the tail and the whip. Now, here's a nice little chair with a bottom out of it. That's good. I can see what's going on, you know. Now for a whip. I had a whip to be a lion tamer. I'll use this hairbrush I've been hiding from my grandma. Now, old cat, you has met your equal, you has. Come on, sit up. Sit up. I wish I could crack this hairbrush, you know. Sit up, cat. Come on. Stop it. All right, I'll sit up for you, but give me back my chair, will you?
Junior.
Uh-oh, frost warning. Yes, kiddo.
Would you like a glass of milk and some cookies?
Milk? I can lead that old mama cat away with some milk. Yeah, I would like some of the milk.
What was that noise I heard?
Oh, that cat next door, he got his tail caught in the door.
Well, don't you hurt him.
Well, goodness sake, it's not my fault if he gets his tail caught in the door, you know. Why don't he reel that aerial in when he's not using it? Now, oh, boy, I'm going back over now and entice that mama cat away from them kittens, boy. I'm going to hear. Yeah, here, mama cat, look, look, milk, fresh cow juice. Look, look, look. Here, come on now. Here, now, drink all of it. Oh, it's working, it's... Bless you. It's working, it's working. Oh, the cat sneezed there. Now, the mama cat's drinking the milk. Now I'm going to get this box of kittens. And, oh, ain't they cute? You're going to be me lions and tigers. Oh, come on, I'm going to get the box over to me house now.